Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Staffo.
All right, Ed. Back in 2014, a man named Joshua Corbett was charged with forcing his way into Sandra Bullock's house while she was inside. Full-blown stalking situation with this guy. Well, they're finally in court, and Sandra literally feared for her life when she had to come face-to-face with him. The jury heard her 911 call from the awful night. She actually called 911 from her closet where she was hiding when this guy broke into her house and was heading into her attic. Corbett's facing 19 felony counts, including first-degree burglary, stalking, and possession of a machine gun, because at his home, they not only found machine guns, but also assault rifles. All right, Ed, now on to some lighter news. If you were planning on taking a trip to the Kentucky Derby this year, leave your selfie stick at home. Churchill Downs has officially banned the phone accessory for the safety of the fans and, of course, the safety of the horses, you know, because horses just hate taking selfies. And the Kardashians back in the news because they headed over to Armenia recently to keep in touch with their Armenian roots and because of the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide. They even met with the prime minister, who praised them for making the trip. They were presented with flowers, and of course, there's plenty of video to document the whole thing. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo, and back to you.
Did you ever think the Kardashians would be able to sit down with the Armenian prime minister? Oh my goodness. Keeping up with the Kardashians, I think we've kept up with them way too long. Anyway, Christina will be back next week. Well, do you ever get a little concerned about, I don't know, maybe you're in a warm situation, I don't know, a stressful situation, and you worry about the odor that you're emitting to those around you? Is body odor a concern for you? Well, it should be, and it's a concern for many out there. Did you know there is new research that could take the stink out of body odor? That is correct. This from our friends over at CNN. Sweaty people around the world may one day sing the praises of scientists at the University of York. These researchers in England have made a groundbreaking genetic discovery about bacteria called Staphylococcus hominis. Never heard of Staphylococcus hominis? Well, they are closer to you right now than you might imagine. They are some of the bacteria that live in your underarm microbiome. You didn't know that your armpit was the old microbiome now, did you either? See? There are more of these tiny little guys living under your arm than there are humans living on this planet. They make body odor smell less than pleasant by breaking down naturally secreted molecules that are in sweat. That's or perspiration for the ladies out there. That's why scientists are chasing the holy grail of hygiene. The scientists, Daniel Bawden and Gavin Thomas of York, along with Gordon James and Diana Cox of Unilever, which makes personal care products, presented their research recently at the Society for General Microbiology's annual conference in Birmingham, England. Do you think they're dropping water balloons out of the hotel windows at that crazy conference? I think not. What they found literally, but not figuratively, stinks. This is the first time the active molecular pathway for this particular form of body odor has been understood, Bawden said. We've never known any specific details about how they do this. So this is this massive scientific study, funded a bit by Unilever, making products for you and me, that will talk about sweat and how sweat makes you and I stink. Isn't that amazing? When these gentlemen and this lady decided to embark in this career in science, I think maybe they ever thought, you know, one day I'm going to be involved in this groundbreaking discovery about sweat. Maybe they did. Back to the story. They have identified the genes encoding the proteins responsible for producing free thioalkohols, an important component of what makes people stinky when they sweat. It's part of the reason unwashed gym clothes smell worse on a second day. You know, that's true. You ever do that? You ever smell some clothes a couple of days down the road after the activity? It's not good. These bacteria have had a longer time to lunch on sweat and produce more thioalkohols. One gene the researchers found was not just in Staphylococcus hominis, but also in two other Staphylococcus species that produce thioalkohols. It turns out you only need a tiny number of these bacteria to create an extremely smelly amount of this odor, often described as having an oniony smell or the smell of rotten eggs, this according to Bawden. Most of the bacteria don't produce this, and only a certain limited number of species seem to create this biochemical reaction, he explained. We don't really understand why this happens. But researchers may now know what path to travel to stop this chemical process from happening. You can bet that's why a food and personal care product company, Unilever, joined the British government to help fund this program. See? The more we understand about smell, the more we are going to want to eradicate smell. And then what do? We turn to the fine folks at Unilever that have products designed for you and for me. Currently, deodorants and antiperspirants can either stop you from sweating temporarily, mask the smell with other fragrances, or eliminate some of the odor by non-selectively killing your underarm friends. A product that could target thioalcohol production could be more effective. Most products can only keep you smelling fresh for about 12 to 24 hours, according to George Pretty, an organic chemist at the Monell Center, who made national news way back in 1994 discovering the chemical that produced the odor. What about your deodorant? All right, let's get personal for a minute. You and I have been together now for almost a year with this. Does your antiperspirant, does it last 12 to 24 hours? Some fail, some are good, some are not good. He said the research behind the new findings is really solid and does not advance the sweaty science, but stopping body odor is still a long, long way away. Even if they could stop this process from happening, it would need to meet a rigorous standard for approval to be used on your skin, Pretty said. He holds more than a dozen patents related to deodorants and related products. Until this science has a product application, you'll have to stick with the products that are currently on the market or turn to Botox, which can control sweat. Wow. Some of the deodorants work well, some work better than others. I can remember I needed to find a certain antiperspirant that would stop me from sweating, I don't know, for 12 hours. It was when I was doing a film, and it was a very warm day in the summer, and I am not embarrassed to say that it's very hot outside. I would perspire, and yes, the camera would pick up on the fact that maybe I was sweating near my armpit area. So they have the one, and I forgot what the chemical is that's in it. Is it zinc? It's very expensive. It was like $11. Titanium or something in there, and I mean, you rub this stuff on under there, and it creates this almost like this Rust-Oleum bond or coverage over it, and nothing can get out, nothing at all. You wonder how safe it is to put this stuff under your arm, because wouldn't you think it's very easily absorbed into your blood system? And you have all these crazy chemicals there that can be very easily absorbed into your system there. But Botox. Botox was quite the rage. I don't know. When was that? Remember John Kerry, when he was running for president, seemed to be getting a Botox injection in his face like every 9 minutes. And all of a sudden, it looked as if his face was full of helium after a while. But he had no wrinkles at all. Let's see. Back to the story. It says you can always consider an armpit transplant, not a new armpit, just a transplant of the bacteria that live there. This procedure was pioneered by Chris Kellewart, who calls himself, quote-unquote, Dr. Armpit. Oh, that's a lovely thing to have. And works as a scientist at Ghent University in Belgium. He thinks this new research could help put the science on the right path. But until we get there, he has been experimenting with armpit biome transplants. He discussed it at length in a TEDx talk last year, whatever that would be. Good hygiene helps only so much. Your genes can also play a big role in how good or how bad you smell. In fact, some people, no matter how much they shower, can still smell bad. That's got to be frustrating. Kellewart has found these individuals have a larger amount of bad bacteria. His approach is to replace the bad bacteria that produce the smell with good bacteria. He tried this with a set of twins. In the pair, one individual smelled fine with regular grooming and the other struggled with bad body odor. He took the good bacteria from the more natural-smelling twin and replaced the bad bacteria on the smelly twin. And guess what? It worked. The first day after the transplant, the researchers saw more of the good bacteria start to take over as the bad bacteria declined. The bad news is that when Kellewart tried to replicate these results with unrelated individuals, the change for them was not permanent in all the cases. But, quote, 50% is better than nothing, unquote, he said, especially in our area of science. The experts concede there is still a lot to learn about how to stop body odor. We know more about cancer and cell phones than we do about how to get rid of body odor, Kellewart said. The science moves slowly in this field, so any advance comes as great news. Wouldn't you think that something that would have to deal with the most basic form of vanity in all of us would kind of take a, I don't know, a more forefront position in all of the medical stuff that's going on? You know, let's be serious about this. If you're in a situation and you know that you're not being your olfactory pleasant as you can be, it's quite an issue and it's quite embarrassing. And for a lot of things, not just for your own personal feeling about yourself, but how others view you. What about at work? What about in a social situation? Let's say all of a sudden you got that date with that woman or that man you've wanted to date for quite a long time, and all of a sudden your arid extra dry or whatever brand you use goes AWOL, and you're quite the smelly person for the remainder of the date, which probably will not last very long and not lead to a second date. It's such a mess. Why were we meant to smell? It's just this burden we all have to carry, but somehow we go on. This is America Weekend, and I'm a very pleasant smelling Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.